Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily here on KFH. Just a reminder that tomorrow we've got the Kansas State game on the road at Houston right here on KFH. Of course, you can listen on your radio, 97.5 and 1240. You can also pull up the free Odyssey app and join Wyatt and Stan and all of the action as the Wildcats travel to Houston tomorrow afternoon, of course, right here on KFH. We're talking high school football now. TJ Cleland rejoins us from Ketchik, Kansas in 12 News to talk about the playoffs. We are there, TJ. The brackets have been out for a week or so. It's that weird time with the brackets where you've got, you know, 1 versus 16 matchups and 2 versus 15 matchups and all of that. So I'm sure it could be a little bit difficult to try to find really compelling matchups in this first round of the playoffs, but from a top view level down, and we're talking about any class, 6A all the way down, are there some good matchups that you're looking at for this weekend?
Yeah, there's some real kind of hidden gems, you know, like you said, especially in, you know, class 6A, 5A, 4A, they don't do the regions like the smallest classes do. So pretty much everybody kind of makes a playoff. So you're going to get some lopsided. You're going to get some, you know, 8-0s versus 0-8s, everything like that to start. But sometimes you're going to get, like our game of the week, it's Hayes coming to Andover. Two teams that are 4-4, and it's really interesting because of the way that they do this. I just literally had to hop off the show to go Zoom Tony Crow, the head coach of Hayes, so I feel like I'm Adam Schefter here coming straight back. but when you look at these, they're both teams, they're 4-4. Hayes has lost to Derby, Manhattan, Great Bend, and Liberal on a last-second fluke thing. Andover has lost by less than a score to, you know, Capen and Goddard and Eisenhower. And it's unreal, the resumes that these guys have. Coach Crow just told me, he's like, this makes you really wish that they had a committee like college basketball because all of their losses are quad one losses.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm looking at that bracket right now, and it's interesting because, you know, of course, you've got some Thursday night games that, you know, obviously have taken place already. Goddard Eisenhower, they beat Emporia last night, final score of 55-10. So, you know, in that whole bracket, I mean, you're talking Andover and Hayes. You've also got some other matchups like Bishop Carroll going on the road to Liberal. You know, so there are some really intriguing matchups, May South and Salina Central, the 7-10 matchup. But at least the one game, TJ, that we got last night in 5A, the two seed Eisenhower, they're moving on to the next round.
Yeah, they're really good, frankly. That's the best way to put it. Carter Papps is probably the best wide receiver you're going to find in the state, in my opinion, at least the ones that I've seen. You know, there's some that are on the east side probably going Division I or big Division I, everything like that. He's going to North Dakota, and I really think that just watching him, I think that his stock could be so much higher than North Dakota. No offense to them or anything like that, but he's a power five wide receiver. You know, we watched a highlight. Every time I think about Carter Papps, I'm going to think about the highlight that we saw last week. He caught a ball, got clocked, his helmet came off, and still got 5 more yards after contact. If that tells you anything about how tough a wide receiver he is. I think they're really good. They're going to be a team that's going to go really, really late into this bracket. I like Great Bend a lot. They're going to go really deep into this bracket. And it's going to be a really interesting 5A, as it always is.
You know, it's obvious because of the format, Tommy.
Your mic is on. There you go.
Oh, sorry about that. It's very interesting, partly because when you look at these brackets right now, the first round, Tommy, is always going to be, you're going to have those matchups that that seem way out of whack. And that, but that's the nature of, you know, these many teams in a playoff. Everybody's going to get, you know, 1 against 16. There's not going to be a lot of games. You're going to have a lot of great games right in the middle. Those teams that with the middle seeds, you're going to have some really good, close, hard-fought victories. But I want to ask you, TJ, the one game where you have a 1 and a 16 or a 2 and a 15 or a 3 and a 13, give me that one game where you go, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody other than that higher-ranked team wins this game. Do you have that game? Do you have one of those?
It's tough, especially in the way that high school football is this year. Especially, I mean, when you look at the one and the twos on our side, you know, you've got Derby at the number one. I don't think Derby's going to lose. I don't think that Great Bend is going to lose. They're the one. And so it always is fun to look at those and everything like that. And there always is a chance. But I think that this year, with the amount of strength that we have towards the top, because I think that, you know, the one seed in 6A is Derby. They're the best team in 6A. 5A, Great Bend. They're at least top two, top three in 5A. So the teams that we have that are number one and number two are going to be really, really good. So I don't think that this is the year that we see anything like that happen.
All right.
Let's drop down to 3A really quick, TJ. Going through the brackets, one thing that is really interesting to me is that you've got Andale, you've got Collegiate, you've got Cheney that are all on the same side of the 3A bracket in that particular region. So there are going to be, I mean, you would think, conceivably, some pretty big matchups regarding one of those three teams earlier in the playoffs than what we would see before we get down to, you know, close to the finals or the semifinals. Was that interesting to you when you saw the way that bracket fell in 3A?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, obviously 5A and 6A is probably where we're going to find the most talent on the field for some of these matchups. 3A is the sicko bracket where there's always good teams and there's always, because of the region, the seeding is all out of whack and you're going to have fun matchups pretty much the entire way through. You know, you're going to have second round matchups of, I think, Cheney Collegiate play in the second round if they both win, which is a game that could be the state championship, honestly. That's going to be a really, really good one. 3A is going to be so much fun because you name those three, Pratt, Collegiate, and Cheney. Were last week, Andale is undefeated. Cheney has one loss. Pratt has two losses to Collegiate and Cheney. You look at Heston, who is undefeated, just lost to Andale. They're another team. And Heston, they go 7-1. And the way that this works is they get to play against the greatest tight end in probably Kansas history this week, as Lincoln Keir is coming to Heston. Good one looking for their first playoff win in 20 years, I think. They're a really good team, obviously, with the talent that they have. A couple kids going to play college football and obviously a 5-star tight end. So weird things can happen. Heston's a really good team, too. 3A West is going to be awesome the entire way through. We're going to have matchups. Next week, they're going to be state championship matchups. They're going to have a week after that, they're going to be state championship matchups. And it felt like 2 years ago, it was always going to be Andale's to lose. It felt like that last year until it happened. Now we know Andale can lose, and it's just a matter of, are they going to? And if they do, who's it going to be to?
You know, I'm going to ask you about a question about how the sausage is made, if that's all right. I'm going to – here's my question.
I would be careful about the way you ask that. That could get really dangerous.
I got you. I understand that. But, you know, with the way things are, you know, for your TV station, you've got to make some tough choices because you only have X amount of time, and I'm talking about the 10 o'clock broadcast, that kind of thing. What are you going to show? What are you going to emphasize? How do you want to portray the playoffs? How do you pick what games you want to air? Does it got to be competitive? Is it going to be one of those middle rounds that's competitive? Or do you show something on Derby? Because let's face it, that's not going to be – that game could easily be 70-0, as you know. How do you go in – what goes into making the choice as to what do you at KWCH – what do you highlight?
Yeah, it's tough. You're right. You know, and it is definitely every Sunday afternoon I go in there, I turn on some NFL football, and I just, you know, walk in, get the entire slate, write down all of our top, you know, ranked teams, kind of who they're playing against. And then I kind of just start going through and highlighting, kind of ranking them, you know, 1 through 10 or whatever, how many we're going to get. I think tonight we're getting a little bit of volleyball too, so we're going to be light on the football side, but we're still going to have a lot of stuff. State volleyball going on tonight too. But you know, going through them, and you're right, you know, Derby's a team. We do all this game of the week and we really kind of, you know, pomp and circumstance, doing all these live shots at their place and doing a whole bunch of stuff, kind of playing it up and talking to the coaches beforehand. We haven't talked to Derby yet because Derby beats everybody by 50 points. Yeah. So it really is kind of interesting, and we're kind of just banking on, yeah, we're going to talk to them eventually because they're going to be a team that's going to be playing deep in the playoffs. We're going to talk to these teams eventually. So we've we haven't doubled down once. I think that this week we're going to talk to Andover for the second time, and that's the only team that we've talked to twice. We haven't been in the same stadium twice, and that really kind of shows how, you know, deep of great matchups that we've had this year, and I can see that continue to keep going on. But as you said, you know, trying to keep them competitive, especially towards the top, we want two teams that are going to, you know, be a one-possession game, that are both going to have some crazy talent and everything like that. And then going down, we just kind of give the best show. You know, we're trying to get Derby on there. We can watch Dasan and Brain play. We're trying to watch this kid play that's going to be playing on Saturdays, everything like that. You know, just being a guy that watches a lot of football, just what's going to entertain me is kind of what it is.
Very good.
TJ Cleland from Ketchup, Kansas, and 12 News joining us here on Sports Daily. You mentioned playing on Saturdays. TJ, one more for you before we get you out of here. Northwest is the 3 seed in 6A. They're playing at home tonight against Southeast. And the guy under center, Jalen Mason, committed to the Jayhawks earlier this week. He chose Kansas over schools like Iowa State and Liberty. He's a junior. He's led Northwest to a 7-1 record so far this season. It's a pretty exciting commitment for Lance Leipold and the Jayhawks. Is this a guy that could be an impact player for Kansas, do you think?
Yeah, you know, I talked to some of the guys that work for, you know, 24/7 Sports that'll be out recruiting at these games and everything. Jalen Mason is a guy that a lot of people don't remember. My first year covering high school football in the area, he was at Mays. He was the freshman behind Avery Johnson. He was the one that was backing up Avery Johnson, got to learn under him, came in a couple of times in some of the blowouts, and just kind of showed what he could do. And it was somebody that...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Just like this kid, you know, he's got some potential. He's super fast. He can throw the ball, and he's, you know, 6'3" or whatever he is. You know, this could be somebody that could be something. Ends up transferring to Northwest last year, kind of gets in there, gets a little bit of play, shares some time with Chase Glasper, but still it's just like, you know, this kid is going to be something special. And these guys are coming out and talking to him after the games. And I think he's the top-rated quarterback in 2026, and it's for a reason. You know, he still found a way to kind of fly under the radar, in my opinion. He only had those three offers that you named, had a ton of, you know, scouted from all over the country and everything like that. But I think that he's going to fit in right where they like to do it. You know, you look at Jalen Daniels, you look at Isaiah Marshall, who's coming up next. You know, he could be the one behind Isaiah Marshall and just keep the lineage going. And if, you know, obviously their offense is kind of clicking. If you look at KU's numbers, I know a lot of fans want to fire the offensive coordinator, but we're not going to get into that. the way that they do things, they dual threat everything. They run that option so well. Jalen Mason is a guy that you could kind of probably not plug and play. He's a 17-year-old, but by the time he gets up there, you can plug and play him and get in there.
Let's see how deep he can lead Northwest in the state playoffs. And, of course, a lot of it gets going tonight. There were a couple of games in the brackets last night, but the full slate is completed today, and then we'll move on to the next round. TJ, before we let you go, where can folks find you? What do you guys have going on at Ketchup, Kansas?
Absolutely. Rachel Hallam back with us this week, going out to our game of the week. As I said, Hayes versus Andover. We're going to have live coverage starting at 4:30. Every about 30 minutes, we'll have a live hit from her. Then we'll have our live 12 News kickoff show here on 12 News Connected, if you're watching here, talking about our favorite matchups, making some picks as we do every week. I think I've gotten hot recently. Zinner's gotten cold, as he has on this show as well. So going to have a bunch of fun there. Catch a Kansas show, 10:35. As I said, we're going to have some state volleyball, everything like that as well. So should be a really fun day. The playoffs just amplify everything, and it's just a lot more fun to do it whenever it's win or go home time. It's more fun for us too.
100%. And of course, like you mentioned, all the results on the Ketchup, Kansas show. You can also go online, ketchupkansas.com, to get all of the info. And then, of course, we'll talk to you again next week for our Friday football picks and talk about the second round of the playoffs. Enjoy it. Good luck. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, there goes TJ Cleland from 12 News, Ketchik, Kansas, here on this Friday edition of Sports Daily. We'll step aside for a timeout. On the other side, we'll have our final full segment, talk about some of the other big things going on this weekend, whether it's in college football or the NFL. We'll do that on the other side. Tommy Caster, Paul Savage, in for Jacob Albrecht as we finish this Friday. Jad Chambers producing. We'll be right back.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Just because it's 4 o'clock
doesn't mean your day's wrapping up.
Get the facts first.
From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.